Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Scotty Chat. I'm Scott Kraskowski, joined tonight by goalie Bob Nemitz. Hey, Bob, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good, Scott. How you doing? How was your Super Bowl weekend?
Oh, the Super Bowl was incredible. Let me tell you, it was probably one of the best football games of the year, if not of the decade.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. I mean, how else can you explain a New Orleans come from behind victory? I mean, watching Drew Brees and his son last night on the big screen, I mean, you just couldn't help but to feel for the guy.
Well, you couldn't help to feel for New Orleans completely, the town and everything they've been through. This was a complete victory for them, and I couldn't be happier.
Looks like the chat room is saying, wow, it's working. So they're hearing us, obviously.
Excellent. We got a big crowd tonight, and if you want to chat with us, the chat room address is chat.satelliteguys.us. But even more important than that, Bob, people can call in tonight and air what's ever on their mind, because it's open line night here at Satellite Guys, where you get the state of the satellite world. And the call-in number is 877-SAT-GUYS. Let me give that to you in a number format. That's 877-728-4897. Bob, we got some exciting news coming up. We're going to break some news here on our show tonight. I just got confirmation in on a bunch of new HD being lit up this week on Dish Network.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. I can't wait to see it. And, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be happy out there.
Well, for those who don't know, and because we're breaking the news here, and if you weren't in the chat room earlier, I kind of broke the news in the chat room. But here's what's launching this week on Dish Network, and this is confirmed from multiple sources now. Launching this week on Dish Network includes True TV HD, Fox Soccer Channel HD, Retro HD, which is Retroplex HD, BBC America HD, E! Entertainment Television HD, IndiePlex HD, Sportsman Channel HD, Hallmark Channel HD, and Showtime HD West, all coming to Dish Network Wednesday and Thursday. They're going to launch some channels on Wednesday, and they're going to launch some channels on Thursday. But I see a couple channels missing, Bob, that we've seen in the uplink reports.
Yeah, I know. The Epix is one of them. The Shorts, which is the AT&T's version of the independent channel, independent phone channel there. And it's kind of surprising not to see Epix, because Epix has been talked about for a while now.
Yeah, missing from the list is Epix HD, QVC HD, Outdoor Channel HD, and of course that Shorts HD channel that Bob was just talking about. But again, you're hearing it first right here on this podcast tonight that all those channels are coming to Dish Network this Wednesday and Thursday, and I have that confirmed from multiple sources now. So that's really great news from everybody out there.
Yeah, we definitely know that the Fox Soccer channel is coming out, because Fox Soccer is confirming that one as well. So it's kind of nice seeing that the programming provider, which is confirming that the channel is launching, and whereas normally programming providers are quiet about this stuff.
Yep. Hey, what do you guys think about all these new HD channels coming down the line? Give us a call. The phone lines are open now, 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. The phone lines are all open. Give us a call now and tell us what you think about these additions or anything else that's on your mind satellite-related tonight. Bob, we got an announcement tonight coming down the line from Telesatellite Magazine. I don't know if you noticed or not, but we have a new gold sponsor.
Yeah, I noticed that on the front page there, and I've always read Telesatellite. It's a really interesting magazine for those who haven't had the chance to read it yet. Basically, they have these magazines in 80 bazillion different languages, and it's really about the free-to-air world and exactly about the world of satellites and what all different parts of the country, what they're doing. There are parts of the world, not country per se, but parts of the world and what they're doing.
Yeah, and if you're interested in the magazine, just click on the picture of the magazine up front, and you can actually go to their website and download a PDF copy of the most recent magazine. It doesn't cost you a cent.
No, not at all. And it's really interesting seeing like exactly what the Chinese are doing in the free-to-air market and what new products they're bringing. And not only that, they offer a lot of reviews on the different receivers that you might not see here in the United States that you would see moreover in Germany, or you would see on Dr. Dish.
Yeah, a lot of the satellite receivers there make me drool because we have nothing like that here in the United States. And some of these receivers I'd love to see over here. And I know people like Satellite AV are currently testing some different model receivers and putting them through their paces. And if they feel they're good enough, we may see them here in the United States. So that's a really excellent thing there. And we're going to give it a couple minutes, and then we're going to make a big announcement about Telesatellite Magazine because they have something really, really interesting going on for Satellite Guys members. And put your wallets away. It has nothing to do with buying a subscription to their magazine or anything like that. It's a really cool thing. Let me just mention the phone numbers here again. The 800 number is 877-SAT-GUYS, which is 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. All right, Bob. Well, I said we're going to talk about the Telesat announcement. Why don't we just do it now? Shall we?
Sure.
All right. Well, here's what Telesat and Satellite Guys wants to do. This is a cooperation type thing here. We have a lot of people on Satellite Guys who are free-to-air users and really, really love their satellite. What we want to see is your satellite setups at home. And what Telesatellite is going to do is they want you to post pictures and a description of your satellite setup at home. And, you know, you can include a story of how you got into satellite and why you love satellite so much. And what they're going to do at the end of the contest is they're going to pick one lucky Satellite Guys member, and they're going to be featured in the internationally renowned Telesatellite Magazine.
Well, that's awesome, Scott, because, you know, there's been some crazy setups in that magazine. Like the one guy in Austria that was receiving Echo Starbirds from Austria. I mean, that's crazy.
It can be done. I'm sure it's very low on the horizon over there, probably about 1 to 2 degrees, but I've heard it being done before. So this is a Satellite Guys member's chance to shine. And again, this magazine is read internationally. I don't know how many languages this magazine is published in, but it's an awful lot, and a lot of people see it, and it's going to open up some new doors for us here at Satellite Guys, and we're really excited about this new partnership with Telesatellite.
I wonder how many of Iceberg's dish farms we're going to get on this magazine here, because, you know, Iceberg, he's a big free-to-air guy, and he's got a lot of dish farms out there.
I don't know if he's going to enter or not. I actually told him about this contest the other day, and he thought it was cool, but he likes his privacy as well, so you know, if he enters, he enters, and if he doesn't, he doesn't, but it's really cool. And, you know, we're looking at doing some things with Iceberg and Telesatellite Magazine as well. So some interesting things coming down the line. As I say, this is going to open a bunch of doors for Satellite Guys, and we couldn't be prouder.
Yep, so give us a call on the hotline here at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897 if you want to have your question answered by Scott and Bob.
Yep, and don't forget, after this broadcast tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Dish Network is going to have a tech chat. And I'm kind of wondering, Bob, if they're going to announce the new channels that we announced a little while ago being launched this week. It should be interesting to see if they do, but it wouldn't surprise me if they don't.
Yeah, you know, they always have the seems to be pre-taped format, and they kind of go with the safe format there just to make sure that they don't get any crazy callers that we might get here on the hotline.
Well, we don't have any crazy callers yet, but some of the stuff they're looking at doing tonight on tonight's broadcast, and I received this from Dish Network, is they'll be having somebody from the Consumer Electronic Association taking them through the floor at the CES show and showing off some really cool gadgets and gizmos that they found on the show floor. And in addition, they're going to take a tour of the Sling Media booth and show off some of the new Sling products that are coming later this year, which are really, really cool. Let's see, I'm just reading the chat room here. Looks like a couple of people are having problems listening to it, but if you refresh the audio...
They've done a great job with all their...
I'm sorry, Bob, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm breaking up here. Darn internet.
You got to love technology. Yeah, the Sling booth was really, really interesting, especially the new Sling adapters that they have going in, which plugs into your like 622, 722, and Sling enables your receivers. Now, I gotta go against the grain here and say I'll be pretty upset, though, if these new Sling boxes require a monthly fee, like some of the Dish documentation that has been posted online is indicating.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that model at all. I like buying the sling box, taking it home and unboxing it and just hooking it up. There was some Super Bowl ads for some sling-like providers, so it looks like Sling's got some competition going. Maybe that's going to be good for that type of market.
It's good, and if people don't know what I'm talking about by the new pricing, it seems like from the user agreements that are posted at dishnetwork.com that the TV Anywhere enabled devices, they'll be charged $21 a month instead of $17, and the monthly DVR fee jumps from $6 a month to $10 a month. So that's $8 a month just to have a sling box enabled on your receiver. And to me, that seems really stupid. And if they do that, I'd recommend everybody just go out and buy a standalone sling box, because it's more value for you, and there's more you can do with a standalone sling box than you can with one built into the Dish Network receiver.
Yeah, I'm not sure I completely agree with what Dish is doing there. And it's going to be a matter of time before the competition says, hey, wait a minute, why are they charging a month if we can hopefully give them this product for free, and they just hook it up and go.
Yep. So looks like we got a caller in the line, and Bob's going to take care of that real quick. And we're also going to talk about more of what's coming up on tonight's Tech Chat. So let's see here. We are going to see the new Sling product. We're going to see a demonstration of the new iPhone application for Dish Remote Access. They're going to really take us through and show us all the great things that this program does, as we've all seen the DirecTV model, which is basically just a timer setter. And what the DirecTV one does, it just sets timers. It does not know if you have any conflicts or anything like that. It just tells you that your timer has been successfully programmed. The Dish Network one is two-way if you have your receiver hooked up to an Ethernet connection and can actually check your timers, set your timers. You can see what recordings are on your DVR and everything else. So it's going to be an interesting demonstration there. And just to let some of you people know, what we're doing tonight is we're actually testing out new technology here on the Scotty Chat, where we can do more advanced things like a regular radio station here. And that's what we're doing now. So let's see here.
Hey, Scott, we got Steve on the line.
All right, let's put Steve on the air. Let's see here.
Hey, guys, it's Steve.
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Good. Question about the equipment that comes with the 922. Will you hook up another HDTV set, another boom, and you sling what's on your 922 to that TV set? I know it's got like a virtual tuner that you do that on. You don't use one of the tuners. My question is, how many different TVs can you do that with simultaneously? Is it just one or multiple?
Well, the answer to that question is what really happens is, currently, and this is what's happening in my beta unit that I'm currently testing, is that it uses TV2. There's not additional tuners in there. There's only two tuners for satellite and two for off-air. So it is using TV2 to sling it out. You know, the good news is that means in your bedroom, where you have an HDTV, you can sling TV2 to your bedroom in high definition. People have been wondering for a long time, how do I get high definition in my bedroom without buying a second receiver? And this is how you're going to do it.
Okay.
All right, Steve, thanks for your call.
Okay. All right.
That was a really good question, by the way. A lot of 922 questions out there.
Yeah, a lot of the 922 questions. And if you have questions about 922, give us a call, 877-728-4897, and we apologize about Steve's call there. It was breaking up a little bit, but he was asking about which tuner the Slingbox uses on the 922 so you can watch TV in a different room in high definition. And the answer to that, again, is on TV2.
So, Scott, we know the 922 is coming out here within the next couple of months. What do you, now that the unit's starting to actually roll out, what do you think Dish is going to do for their next unit, the unit after the 922?
I see more multi-room type stuff, and I see the way the multi-room stuff is going to be, it's going to have more tuners on board. It's going to be like the 922, and it's going to offer multiple feeds out. And instead of having a satellite receiver hooked up in each room, you're going to be using one of the sling adapters. And if your TV has flash built into it, chances are that you'll be able to watch Dish Network programming on the TV without any Sling adapter. It just needs to be networked. A lot of the TVs have built-in network connections now. So you'll be able to watch Dish Network, full remote control on everything, right through the TV set, just like you were sitting at a Dish Network box.
Which is really cool, because you see a lot of providers are starting to do the whole one-house solution, to where you have one box in the closet and everybody else is getting a shared DVR service.
Yeah, and that's the way it's going to go, and it's a really unique solution, because what it enables them to do is send out full high bit rate HD, including 1080p, over these Sling box units, and it gets around all the copy protection things that all the studios were worried about. And again, if your TV has Flash built into it, which most TVs do that have internet capabilities, you'll be able to watch Dish Network on them without a satellite receiver in the room. Really, really great idea. Really, really great concept. Doesn't need any special satellite dishes. Doesn't need any Ethernet adapters. Doesn't need anything like that. So it's a really great thing there.
We got satellite AV in the forum asking if the units will be UPnP.
They are sort of, kind of, but not working great yet. They're DLNA, which means you can listen to music and see pictures and stuff like that. You can't currently play movies or videos on them. But Universal Plug and Play, there's something they're looking at there.
Very good. And it seems like the chat room's lighting up here. We got an HDRSN question there from DB2, wanting to know if Dish is going to be adding any in the future.
Yeah, he's asking about HDRSNs, and I don't have an answer to that one. It's something that has been talked about. It's something that Dish Network said they were going to do a couple years ago, but never did. If they do anything, it will be when they launch the new satellite, which I believe is in March. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong in the chat room, but I believe it's March for the next one to go up. So, you know, what's going on there? Let's see here. I'm reading the chat real good. By the way, if you have a question, don't just ask in the chat room. You can ask by giving us a call at 877-SAT-GUYS, which is 877-728-4897. Give us a ring, and we're here for you. I'm going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple seconds here on the Scotty Chat. Okay, we're back, and I got my quick drink of water there. We're doing good tonight, and we're here at the Scotty Chat coming to you live. Now, next week, we have a really big show, so I hope you'll be tuned in for that. Next week's Scotty Chat will feature the CEO of Extreme HD, Mr. George Gonzalez. He'll be here for an entire hour answering your calls about Extreme HD. So a lot of people have questions out there about what Extreme HD is, and he's going to answer them all for you. That's next week, 7 p.m. right here at satelliteguys.us.
Yeah, I'm excited about the show that we got coming up here with George. We have a great partnership with Extreme HD going on here at Satellite Guys, and I know Extreme HD, they love your questions. They want to know where they're going with this product, what you guys think as a product and for Extreme HD. And this is your time to build up a new satellite service from the ground up and shape it the way that you would like to see it shaped.
Yeah, and Extreme HD is really a hard product to describe. You really got to see it and play with it to really understand it and love it. And I got to sit down with George at CES this past year, and I got to play with the box for quite a while, and I was very impressed with what I saw. And what kind of surprised me was I wasn't just impressed. My wife was impressed and actually had me order one. And she's the one who told me to go out and order one the day that became available for order. So, you know, I did that, and she was impressed with it, and that's saying a lot because she's not really big into the electronics like I am, but she was really excited what she saw by the Extreme HD. She loved the media sharing. She loved the movies that they had on their lineup there, and it was just a great service. And a lot of people are saying that $399 is a lot for the hardware, but when you consider what you're getting there for a network server, including network-grade hard drives and you know, full audio file support there for 7.1 master audio. This is not no cheap satellite receiver. This is you know, the gold standard of satellite equipment. for only $399. And I think that's really a good buy. It's not for everyone. I'll be the first to admit that. But if you want the home media storage and sharing capabilities, and if you want access to the latest 1080p movies as they become available in the best quality possible, you're going to want Extreme HD. And I see Bob's answering a call right now. So while we do that, let's also mention that the phone lines are still open. We got a total of 15 lines tonight. So we've got lots of room to get on the air here. The number is 877-SET-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. Again, 877-SET-GUYS. The chat room is also open. You can join us in the chat room at chat.satelliteguys.us. My name is Scott Gruskowski, and I'm joined by goalie Bob. And he's still answering calls there with somebody from the 608 area code. So let's see here. I'm looking at the questions. DVD Dad wants to know, when will 922 be released? How soon to soon mean? And to answer that question, honestly, DVD Dad, what they're doing is they're changing the streaming format for Sling. And they're switching over to a flash-based format. And they're going to be upgrading the 922 with the latest and greatest before they release it out the door. And they're trying to finish off that Sling streaming now. So that's what they got coming up there. And right now I want to go say hi to Bill from Wisconsin. Bill, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great there. How you doing?
Doing good. What's on your
mind? Hey, I was calling about that TV Anywhere product that's coming out. And I want to see if that's going to work with the VIP 722 series, the regular ones.
Yes, it will. Yep, the little red box there will definitely work with it. And if you look at the pictures, it looks really strange because it's got these big fins on the side. Honest to goodness, that thing runs so hot that it needs those fins on the side. But that is a real Sling box in the shape of a box, which is about the size of a credit card. And all you do is you take that and hook it up to your 722K, your 722, your 622, and instantly you have TV Anywhere features available to you. You have full Sling. You don't need to hook up any component cables. You don't need no IR senders or anything like that. It's out of the box, plug and play, and you're good to go.
All right. Is that going to use like the power line adapter just like the receiver does?
Yeah, it can use your home networking the way we've got it set up. You don't plug any network cable into the Sling adapter whatsoever. It just uses what you have on the box.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's nice to see, but again, if they start charging you $21, you know, $4 more for that, and then $4 more for your DVR fee, they can keep it. And that's my feelings on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, I wouldn't mind paying a couple extra dollars for it, but it's just going to cost as much as $8, $10 or whatever they're going to charge. And, yeah, like you said, forget it.
Yeah, just go out and buy yourself a regular Sling box, and you'll have more that you can do there. But like, if you get a Sling box Pro HD, you can do multiple video inputs. And then you can also do off-air or cable QAM tuning or over-the-air ATSC format with one box. You can actually tune through, I think it's three different video inputs. And then there's no monthly fee. I don't know what this monthly fee that you're talking about is for. It just kind of kills the entire idea of slinging it.
Oh, I agree. So I appreciate you taking the time to answer the call there, and love the chat there.
Great. Well, glad to have you online, and thanks for calling.
All right.
All right. There we go, and it's the phone lines are starting to fill up, which is very good. We love having callers here on the Scotty Chat because it makes the hour go by a lot faster. To be honest with you guys listening to tonight, tonight is a big test for us here because we're getting ready for the big show next week with Extreme HD CEO George Gonzalez. We want to make sure all our equipment's running. I got new microphones tonight. I've got new... I got a soundboard so I can do little sound effects like that. Or I can go over here and I can clap if I want to, and I can do all kinds of things just like I'm in a real radio station here with little sound effects and things like that. So trying to make it sound a little more professional for you. And Bob's screening another call right now, so we're waiting for him to do that. And once he's done with that, we'll get the caller on the air. And let me give out the numbers again because the phone lines are open. We got lots of lines open. It's 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. Or if you have a question, I'll do my best to answer it for you. And let's see here. We got Hemi on the line here. So let's go to Hemi. Hemi, what's up?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and thanks for being online with us tonight for the Scotty Chat. What's on your mind?
I'm having a, I guess it's an issue with my 722K. For some reason, when I try to use the component cables with the system after using an HDMI cable, nothing will show any picture or sound, and I couldn't figure out how to get the component cables to work with it. I don't know if there's something, is there a trick or something that you have to do?
Well, your cell phone broke up a little bit, so you have component cables coming out of your 722K, but are you not getting any sound, you said?
I'm not getting any sound or picture.
You're not getting any sound or picture? Well, the sound should be hooked up
with
either
component.
Okay. Your component cable should be hooked up to the TV, and then your audio should be hooked up to the left and right or to the optical output. If you're not getting anything through them, it sounds like you have a bad box, because on the 722K or any VIP box, all the outputs are enabled, so you can actually use all the outputs at one time.
That's what I thought, because my 622 was working perfectly fine with it, but then when I switched it to the 722 and tried to, you know, I plugged it, everything, it works fine with the HDMI, but it doesn't work with the component for some reason.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you have a bad box there. And
okay. So
you can call
definitely
have
it's
repaired.
Not some kind of a trick.
No, it's not a trick. That's one of the nice things about the Dish boxes is that all the outputs are enabled at all times. So call them up and get that taken care of. I'm sure they'll take care of you.
Okay, good enough. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, all the lines are once again open here at the Scotty Chat tonight. The number 877-728-4897. We're coming close to the top of the hour here, Bob. And, Bob, what's on your mind? Anything you thought of or anything in the chat room that I may have missed?
Well, a lot of people are asking, why is there no Charlie Chat news? DirecTV news. And really the answer is DirecTV, they kind of keep things tight-lipped, and there's really nothing too much you can talk about them because we don't know about it.
Yeah, there's a big difference there between DirecTV and Dish Network. Part of me respects the way that DirecTV does it, actually, because it's more, you know, secretive and everything is a big surprise with them, and they keep everything tight to the chest. And then you got, you know, Dish Network with Charlie Ergen, and Charlie Ergen just comes off with things that he says that he's not supposed to say, and it kind of throws everybody in a loop. And, well, I think it's ultimately good for satellite guys because it usually causes, you know, the hit rates to go up, and a lot of people come in and asking questions about, did Charlie really say that? But two different mentalities there, and if Dish Network did away with the Charlie Chats and the Tech Chats, I think Dish Network would be a lot more duller as a company.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited about some of the technology that DirecTV does leak out at places like CES. A lot of it does look good, and it's well thought out. It's just they don't let anybody know about it until it launches.
Yeah, it's. You know, I can see why they do it, and it's working for them, and Dish is it's working for them, and that's the reason there's two different companies, and you know, it gives them freedom to choose which one you want to do business with, and I like, you know, being able to interface with Charlie and the gang. You know, when I have a problem or an issue, I can email or call Charlie directly, and normally he'll pick up my call and take my call, you know, just like a normal guy next door. We can chat about things not even satellite related. While on the DirecTV side, it's like working through corporate red tape, where to ask a question to somebody higher up, you got to ask somebody down below, and then it needs to get department approval to go to the next department, and it goes up through the departmental chains until it gets to the top. And it's really just for me, it's a silly way of doing business, but that's the way they choose to do business, so I can't fault them for that.
Right. You know, Scott, here in about an hour, the Dish Network Tech Forum is going to start. We got to get with Charlie one of these days and see if we can either fly out to the studio and do a Scotty Chat live on the 101 Network on Dish Network. How cool would that be?
I think a lot of people would cancel their Dish Network service because 16x9 is not wide enough for us both, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to loosen the weight, but it just doesn't seem to be coming off as quick as I want it to.
No, the more I work out, the bigger my stomach gets. I don't know what that is. If you're just joining us right now, you're listening to the Scotty Chat. I'm Scott Kraskowski, joined by goalie Bob Nemitz. Bob, we announced something big here at the beginning of the chat, and since it's coming up on the top of the hour, I think we should repeat it. What do you think?
Yeah, let's go for it. I mean, the more HD, the merrier.
All right, and while I'm giving out this information, Once again, our phone lines are open. It's 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. Please give us a call and let us know what's on your mind tonight. We have open phone lines. It's open until 8:30, so come on, fill up those lines and give us something to talk about. And now here's the big news that we announced at the start of the Scotty Chat. So if you missed it, here it is. The big news, and this is confirmed now from multiple sources now, that the following high-definition channels will launch this week on Dish Network. Again, this is confirmed through multiple sources, and the channels are as follows. True TV HD, Fox Soccer Channel HD, Retroplex HD, BBC America HD, E! Entertainment Television HD, Indieplex HD, Sportsman HD, Hallmark HD, and Showtime HD West. Those are all launching this week. Some will launch on Wednesday. Others will launch on Thursday. Don't know which ones will launch when, but they are coming this week to Dish Network, and that's going to make a lot of people very, very happy.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were waiting. Charlie said that he was going to launch some high definition before the next Charlie Chat, and it looks like that's going to happen.
Yep, and it's going to definitely happen. Now, I'm wondering, Bob, if they're going to announce these channels tonight on the Tech Chat or if they're going to wait. We've seen them do it before where Charlie said in the past that they had no interest carrying a channel, and then 2 days later the channel was available on Dish Network. They seem to like announcing things after they light them up, but hopefully tonight they'll have a surprise for us and announce it to everybody.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a way to kick off the new season of Dish Network. I mean, have you seen the new Dish Network commercials that have been coming down the line? And Dish is really on a roll. If they could get these commercials with more TV airtime and get all these channels launched, they really could be a provider out there to be an alternative to not only DirecTV, but Comcast and definitely UVerse out there.
Right, right. And we get a lot of questions in our chat room, Bob. So I'm going to answer a couple of them here while nobody's on the phone and get on the phone, 877-728-4897. People are asking questions, so let's answer some here. C.E. Garrett wants to know, are they taking extreme calls this week? Yes, we are. You can call and ask about anything this week. But if you want to save your calls, you can actually talk to the CEO of the company. Nobody puts you in touch with CEOs of companies like Satellite Guys does, and you know, we've done it in the past with Charlie Ergen, where we actually sat down with him for an hour or hour and a half in some cases, and Satellite Guys members got to ask him any question they want. Well, we're doing the same thing again with George Gonzalez, who's the CEO of Extreme HD, and he'll be with us next week here at 7 p.m. here at Satellite Guys. And let's see, what other questions we got here?
You mean nobody asked what kind of underwear Charlie was wearing, boxers or briefs?
Nobody asked that. I don't think anybody cared. But someone wants to know what's Retroplex and Indieplex, and that's from Hemi, and Hemi wants to know, again, what Retroplex and Indieplex are. Those are two movie channels from Starz Encore, and it looks like they're going to be in the Platinum HD area, so there'll be free channels if you have the Platinum HD package. And if you don't, then you're kind of silly. Just call up Dish Network and have them at it, because if you already have HD for $10, those channels will be available to you for free. So don't pay the additional $10. Just call them up and say, I want the complete package for $10, and they'll give it to you. Let's see here. We're looking at more questions here. Someone wants to know if the Absolute and Turbo HD Dish America subscribers will get any of these stations. I don't honestly know the answer to that question, but I do know that they were holding back talking about the new Dish America HD packages, and I think they're holding them back because they're planning on relaunching them and making a big splash, and my guess is they're waiting for the new HD channels to all be added to them before they start really advertising, because they are the best deal in HD anywhere, and that would make sense to me if that's why they're holding them back and that's why they're not being mentioned currently on the website.
Looks like we've got a question about Extreme HD pricing, whether Extreme HD will have a monthly fee or not.
That question I've heard two different answers to, one of them being no and the other one being yes. No is great, and yes is sort of okay, I guess. The fee I heard is about $10 a month, That's one question I'm going to be asking George next week, or better yet, you can call in and ask George yourself next week, and I'm sure he'll give you the answer. And you're going to walk away from next week's show knowing everything there is to know about Extreme HD.
And that's really good because as an informed consumer, you can make the best decisions out there for your situation, whether you can spend a gazillion money in the gazillion amount of dollars in the world, or if you can only spare a couple hundred. It'd give you the power to figure out what exactly you're going to do. And we love to educate customers here at Satellite Guys because we want to make sure that you're getting the most for your dollar.
Yeah. Satin Kizzo wants to know if Extreme HD cleared up confusion on the over-the-air portion of their receivers being UHF only. And I don't have the answer to that one as well. Sorry. I did not even notice that in their literature until after I got back from CES. So I was kind of wondering about that one myself. Because here in Connecticut, we do have a number of off-air VHF stations. And it would be terrible if the Extreme HD box could not pick them up. The phone lines are open right now, 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. Another big announcement we made towards the beginning of the show is about Telesatellite. You may notice that we have a new gold sponsor, and it's actually a new media partner with us here at Satellite Guys. And we're going to be running a contest here at Satellite Guys where you can show off your satellite setup on Satellite Guys. And what Telesatellite Magazine is going to do is they're going to pick one winner, and they're going to feature that person's setup in Telesatellite Magazine in a future issue. And that, to me, is an amazing thing because Telesatellite Magazine, if you go look at their numbers, they're read by every nation everywhere, and they got so many languages and everything else like that. It's going to be great exposure for you and great exposure for Satellite Guys with you in the magazine.
You know, speaking of Telesatellite, Scott, there was a big old deal about Motorola and C-band this week. C-band was going away. Is that true?
Well, if you've been listening to the Access America Radio Network and heard me on Friday night, we had Mike Cole on, and Mike Cole is with he's with SkyVision, and which is a competitor to National Program Service. The answer to that is, from all known answers right now, is no, 4DTV is still alive and well, and it's business as usual. It just appears that the National Program Service is looking to get out of the 4DTV arena. So that's going to be interesting to see there if these things that Mike's saying from NPS is true, because he's going around trying to say that 4DTV is going out of business, and that if you want to continue watching TV, you're going to need to subscribe to Dish Network. Now, something does not seem correct to me in either of those things. All right, Bob's answering a call right now. So let's see here. We got more questions in the chat room. Why would anybody add ESPNU HD now? That's a good question. DirecTV said they were going to carry it, and sometime during the first quarter of 2010, and we're in that time frame now. While Dish Network has never publicly said anything about adding ESPNU, and I know a lot of people have been waiting for it, but it doesn't really make sense to add it at this point in time when all the football and basketball is really done for the year. And let's see here. Somebody wants to know about DirecTV 12. DirecTV 12 is up. It's in testing since it has some experimental payload on it. It's taking a little longer to test than a normal satellite. And we're looking at March, April time frame now. The last thing I heard, they're looking sometime probably around April, and they're going to be launching a bunch of stuff there. I'm actually hearing that they're going to be launching a few HD channels this week, including MSNBC HD, I believe was one of the ones I heard. I don't have that list with me, but I did hear that they're looking to launch a few HDs this week as well, possibly to combat some of the Dish Network announcements this week about new HD. And let's see here. We got Kevin from Minnesota on the line, so we're going to go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I had a hardware question, and then I had a programming question. Wanted to find out Slingbox going to flash software, how that was going to affect the existing Slingboxes that are out there, if that will be a firmware update or if that's not going to be compatible. And then my programming question was, I wanted to find out if you've heard anything about ESPNU HD on Dish Network, if there's an agreement in place and they're waiting to to put it up or if there's no agreement, if you know anything about that.
We just talked about the ESPNU a couple seconds ago, and I've heard no plans from Dish whatsoever about ESPNU. And, you know, for me, it doesn't really make any sense to add at this point since all the good HD is good done for the year with the football and basketball being, you know, almost over. So, you know, I don't see anything there. I know it's supposed to be coming to DirecTV by the end of the first quarter, but they have not launched it yet. And getting to your Slingbox question, if you have a newer Slingbox, such as the Slingbox Pro HD or the Solo unit, those units there are going to be upgraded via firmware. And if you've seen the iPhone client, they said it doesn't support the older ones. Well, the reason why is because of this Flash update. And before people say, well, the iPhone doesn't do Flash, well, it doesn't do Flash in the browser, but they can write programs that can decode Flash that work on the iPhone in their own separate programs. It just won't work in a web browser. So it will be a firmware upgrade there for you. And what you're going to see from that is actually something kind of amazing. The picture quality actually gets a lot better, and your CPU usage gets a lot lower. They actually had a demonstration set up at CES where they had a little netbook computer, a little $299 netbook computer, and they were streaming a full HD stream to it from a Slingbox Pro HD box. And that little netbook could not stream it whatsoever. So what they ended up doing is switching over to the other Slingbox, which had the new Flash software installed on it. And then that little netbook computer was able to watch the HD stream and using only about 50% of the CPU, while the other one was using 100% of the CPU and not being able to keep up. So it's a big improvement there, and people will see a lot better Sling quality.
Okay. I apologize about the ESPNU question. I must have been talking to Bob when you answered that. Programming question. You were mentioning Fox Soccer Channel launching this week on Dish Network. Have you heard anything about Fox Soccer Plus? I know they talked about that would be perhaps a pay-per-view version of what's now Satanta Sports. Do you know if that channel is going to exist and whether anybody has plans to carry it, or did they do away with that? Did Fox do away with that idea? Have you heard anything about that?
Last I read last week, it was still a valid idea. And my guessing is that if Dish Network or any programmer signs on for the HD channel, that chances are they're going to carry it, because they really want a pay channel like Santanta Sports, because if they lose Santanta, which they are going to, they need to make revenue up somehow. And if they have the Fox Sports Plus there, then they can make up that revenue from those soccer fans who desperately crave all the soccer action.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks, guys.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. All right, we got more people on the line here, but before I get to their calls, I just want to give you our phone number. It's 877-728-4897. Okay, Bob, let's go here.
We got Chris with Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah, I guess he wants to talk about IPTV. How you doing tonight, Chris?
Just fine. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing great. How's the show sounding?
Oh, it's sounding good.
Excellent.
I'm just want to talk about alternate TV. I'm interested in the Xtreme, and I'm interested in the IPTV stuff, but really I'm looking for something that will let me have a whole house DVR that I can catch my local channels on, and maybe like Discovery or just a couple channels, because that's pretty much all I ever watch.
A whole house is going to be hard at this point in time. The IPTV streaming stuff is very, very young. And unfortunately, to do it throughout the entire house, you need a lot of broadband, since each channel is about 1.5 megabyte. What I would suggest for you would actually be Sky Angel. Now, Sky Angel used to be on satellite, but now they're an IPTV service. And they've actually got a package, and I believe it's called the Family Package, which includes channels like Discovery Channel and a bunch of other basic cable channels. And it's really dirt cheap. And I do believe it has a DVR in it as well. And that may be one way to get those channels without shelling out a lot for, you know, expensive satellite service.
Yeah, I'm really thinking that maybe the Extreme satellite that y'all are talking about, y'all are going to have a thing on next week. I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to make it. But I'm wondering if that's not an option because it has the OTA connections and it's a whole house DVR, isn't it?
It is, but they haven't announced any plans yet for IPTV. But there is a lot of broadband stuff hidden inside the box, so that wouldn't surprise me to see it come down the line.
Okay. Have you ever dealt with Roku? And then at the CES, there was a boxy box by D-Link. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that was an excellent box. That basically grabs any kind of IP streaming that's out there, such as Hulu or Netflix or what have you. They just add support to it. It's basically like a box with a web browser built into it where it has all the links to these different things. But it was really cool. It was a neat-looking box. It wasn't really shaped like a box. It was some odd shape. And it looked really cool, and the menus looked really great. And, you know, all the different cool stuff out there that was available to watch, including stuff like video podcasts, were all available right there in the main menu for you to select and enjoy.
Okay. Well, I'm just finding that all I ever watch off my Dish box, like I said, is local channels and Discovery. And I have Dish Absolute, so I'm not paying but about $5 a month, but I really had to pay that for just Discovery.
Right. Yeah, I can hear you. Check out definitely check out Sky Angel. Sky Angel's using, like Satellite AV saying in the chat room, they're using New Lion as their provider, as in the hardware and it's really dirt cheap. They have two packages available. You can get their Christian channels, or if you don't want the Christian channels, you can get just the family type channels, and it does include Discovery Channel. It's a good value, and some people over there at Sky Angel.
All right. Well, thanks for all your help.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you for calling. And I see that we have Hemi back on the line again here, so let's go back to Hemi. Hemi, are you there? Hold on, I got to click the right button here. There you are. Hemi, are you there?
Yep, here. Good to go.
There. Helps if you click the button.
Yeah, that's good.
What's up?
All right, I had a question for you.
About this 1000? You sure?
Well, just pretty much wanted to know if those new HD channels are available to all customers. The 1004 customers, 1002 customers, and the 110, 119 Wingdish customers.
Yes.
If
you've seen the uplink reports, they actually shifted everything to 72.7, and they were doing that because they took over transponders from DirecTV, and they wanted to make sure the satellite was healthy, so that way they can send a satellite that's there to 61.5.
Okay,
so they wanted
good.
To
so...
other.
Yeah,
yep.
I've seen them on
so
the
72,
so I was a little worried.
No, they'll be on 61.5 when they launch.
Okay, good enough.
And if you don't, there's
going
to be a riot.
Again.
You know? All right. All right. Well, we got lines open again here, folks. It's the Scotty Chat. I am Scott Gruskowski, joined by goalie Bob. Bob, what have you seen in the chat room? Anything good?
A lot of people are saying that 4D TV might be an option for that last caller that we had there, prior to the last. Nothing too much going on. We got 11 minutes here remaining in the show, and I think it's a pretty good show that we've had tonight.
Yeah, this is kind of an impromptu show tonight. We didn't have any real topic of discussion. But it's turned into a pretty great show, and we thank everybody for calling in. And we still have time to get in and ask your questions about anything satellite-related. We're here to answer your calls here tonight on the Scotty Chat, the number 877-728-4897, or join us in our chat room at chat.satelliteguys.us. And let's see here, Bob. Let's see. I do believe next week's Scotty Chat will actually be broadcast via satellite, Bob.
Well, that's cool. Hearing my voice over satellite, that'd be something new.
Yeah, we're working with the guys at Access America Radio Network, and if everything goes right and they're doing some testing tonight to make sure our audio quality is good, then next week they'll grab the audio and they'll feed it up to the satellite, and it will actually be broadcast on the satellite, and we'll give out the coordinates and stuff for that when we have it. And it should be kind of interesting. And another interesting thing is they're going to replay it a couple times during the week on the satellite. So that's really cool. We thank them for that. And we're getting a word out there about Satellite Guys one person at a time, but we're really happy that we can do that, and we thank them for doing that for us.
You know, Scott, how can we call ourselves Satellite Guys and not be broadcasted over the satellite?
Yeah, it was something I wanted to do for a while, but the key thing here is money. Don't have the money to do it. And on Friday night, we were talking with them. We were actually on their Sat Chat show, which airs Friday night on the Access America Network. And the network's owner, Ralph Black, actually invited us to have our show on the satellite next week. So that's very kind of him. And again, we're very thankful for that. And he's doing it at no charge to us. So again, we can't thank him enough for that. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people with satellite dishes out there who've never heard of Satellite Guys. So hopefully we get some new listeners, new members out there, and new members turn into great members over time. And we thank everybody.
Yeah, you know, Scott, while we got some time here, have you seen the new iPad that Apple is launching?
Yeah, a waste of money if you ask me.
You know, I really wish they would have added a camera to this because, you know, we got all those little iPhone satellite applications where you can point out in the sky and you can see the birds in the sky where they would be theoretically to your location. And that would have been a great companion to the iPad, but I don't know what Apple's thinking with this. I don't know where they're going to go with this.
Well, here's the big downfall of it. Right now it's just a giant iPod Touch, and it can read books. Well, that's all cool and everything. I want to read my books while listening to Slacker Radio, or I want to read my books while listening to Sirius XM using the iPhone app. And you can't do that. You can't multitask and listen to music from a place like Slacker Radio on your iPad while you're reading a book. And to me, that's a major oversight. You know, I'm not asking to run 18 applications of my choosing at one time. I'm asking to run two. You know, an audio application from a streaming online service and read my book or read my email or browse the web at the same time. And you cannot do that with an iPad. So therefore, I'm not going to have an iPad.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are also disappointed at the lack of other network coverage that the iPad and iPhone is going to have. People are expecting a Verizon announcement, and that hasn't happened yet. And that's really disappointing.
Yep. Hey, Bob, we got some breaking news in from Jason Crandall right now. It appears that DirecTV 12 will be in testing position on Wednesday for anybody who wants to try picking up the signal from it. So that's pretty exciting there. We had somebody on line there, but he dropped off, unfortunately. So phone lines are again open, 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. That's a great vanity number, Bob. Easy to remember. Sat Guys for Satellite Guys, and we're here right now, and people are coming in the room and wanting to know what the breaking news was, and that was the breaking news from Jason Crandall. DB2 wants to know how much are movie rental prices from Extreme HD, and they're supposed to be comparable to what they are on satellite, with one interesting way to do it. You can actually purchase a movie on Extreme HD, and besides it being stored on your hard drive, so you can watch it again and again and again, they also mail you a copy of the movie on Blu-ray. And that is really cool because I know a lot of people, you know, when they see a movie they like, they can watch it the day it's released and then have the movie sent to them. That's a really cool and convenient feature.
Yeah, not only do you have your digital copy, you have the backup. And that was something that I suggested to George a while ago when they were first initially thinking out the product. And I'm really glad that he listened and got that out. Because that could be a really good moneymaker there for Extreme HD.
Yeah, hopefully George gives us some insight what's coming down the line from Extreme HD. Because he told me some stuff that they're working on, and if he pulls some of this off, a lot more people are going to really want Extreme HD. And I wish I could go into it, but he told me it was off the records. But there's a reason why I'm excited about this product. You know, let me just go on record here saying that Extreme HD is not paying us any money. They're not a sponsor or anything like that. I'm excited about the product because I can see what it can do. And I've also, you know, talked with the CEO and heard some of his plans that he has to do with the product. And for me, it's really exciting. And I know it's hard to convey that excitement online because of the limited amount of information that's actually come out of Extreme HD to this point. But that's all going to change next week, Bob, right here on Satellite Guys Chat.
Yeah, this is going to be your time to get your questions answered about Extreme HD, so that way you can be informed. And we had someone here in the chat room asking, what is the breaking news from Jason? And Scott, what was that again?
That they're going to have a DirecTV in its testing position next week, and the first signals will be coming off it in the test position. So if you're a sky scanner, you may be able to pick up one of the first signals from it next week.
Which is going to be awesome. A lot of new high definition going to be coming online from DirecTV, which more high definition across the board is good for everybody.
Yep, and as I said before, it appears that Dish Network is going to launch. In fact, we have it confirmed from a couple different sources now that Dish Network is going to launch a big handful of channels this week. And it also appears that DirecTV is planning on launching a few as well.
So, any news on Epic HD?
No news on it. I hear that it's coming. I don't know if I should mention that, but one person told me the reason why it's being delayed so long is because if you subscribe to Epix via cable system, you can log into the Epix HD website and watch movies on demand. And the way it works is that you have to have a cable company address. So if you're like a Comcast cable subscriber, you have the Comcast high-speed internet, your email address would be comcast.net. Well, with Dish Network customers, they don't have broadband access, so your email address can be a number of things. So they're working on integrating the systems between Dish Network and Epix. So that way, if you're a Dish Network customer who has Epix, then you can go onto the Epix HD website and watch movies there. And I have a feeling that's the only thing really keeping them from launching it is tying that together, because we know that they have Larry, Darryl, and Daryl working at Dish Network on their website stuff. You know, we've seen the mess there. It was there last week when they did the big upgrade.
Yeah, I know. You would think that you would just enter your account number or something like that, and you'd be good to go.
Well, even that, they still got to interface the two together, and they got to do it in such a way that it's secure, and they also got to do it in such a way that, you know, Epix doesn't see all your private data and things like that, but, you know, just verifies that you're an active customer who gets the Epix channel.
But, yeah, very good. We got 3 minutes here remaining in the show, so if you want to get your last question in, now's the time to do that. 877-SAC-GUYS.
Yep, got a couple more minutes here. Again, make sure you tune in next week. The Extreme HD chat is going to be great. Once we have the satellite information for you for the Access America Radio Network, we'll post it online. I'm very, very excited about that. And also, you know, I'm going to be posting details tomorrow morning at Satellite Guys for how your satellite setup can possibly be featured in Telesatellite magazine. You know, a full couple-page spread in full color of pictures of your satellite setup and interview with you and all kinds of neat stuff there from the good folks at Telesatellite magazine. I'm excited about that. And, you know, Bob, just great things are happening for Satellite Guys right now, and I couldn't be more prouder.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be grabbing me the PDF file of Telesatellite from their website. I'm going to read it here while I'm waiting for the tech forum to start here at 8 o'clock. And then, like a good satellite guy, I'm going to watch the tech forum and see what Dish is going to be announcing here on their show.
Well, let's get the format for tonight's tech chat. We'll let you know a little sneak peek what's coming down the line here. We'll have a guest from the Consumer Electronics Association that will take them on a video tour of many of the cool new gadgets introduced at CES. They'll also take a tour of the Sling booth for those who couldn't see CES. And they'll go into a tour of the new Sling products and that Dish Network plans on launching the first half of 2010. And we'll go into depth on the iPhone application for Dish Remote Access. And finally, they're going to show off the new 512 DVR, which for me isn't really a new DVR, Bob. It's a 522 where the Agile modulators quit working, so they just put caps on the end of them and are shipping them out as a new DVR model. I think that's kind of silly.
Yeah, it almost seems like a like an MPEG-4 version of a 510.
No, it's an MPEG-2. Basically, I think they got a big warehouse of old 522s that don't work right with the Agile modulator, so putting them out there for people who can use them and you know, saving themselves some money because they have so many of these things.
Well, Scott, the music's going there.
Yeah, well, the music's coming up here. And once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight here at Satellite Guys for the Scotty Chat. And really, really, I hope you do join us next week when we have George Gonzalez with us live for your questions for an hour. So thank you for your great questions for Extreme HD, and he'll answer them for you, Bob. He'll answer them for anybody who's listening out there, because he wants to sell his product, and I can't blame him because it looks like it's a great product. And hopefully he can expand why I'm so joyful about it and why I'm so excited about Extreme HD.
So we'll see you all next week, and have a good week.
Yep, we'll see you next week, and thanks for being Satellite Guys, and thanks for your support, Pub members and sponsors. We couldn't do it without you. See ya.
Okay.
All right, see you, Bob.
All righty. All right, I'm still on. That worked well.
Yep, hang up, Bob, because I'm still recording you.
Okay.